The upcoming Johor Bahru Singapore Rapid Transit System, or RTS, slated for completion by end 2026, is supposed to be a game changer for both sides of the causeway. Currently, over 300,000 people cross the Johor Singapore causeway daily, often enduring hours long queue. The RTS, with its capacity of 10,000 passengers per hour in each direction, is expected to reduce commuter time to just 5 minutes, making cross border movement seamless and reliable. To many, heng ah, lai liao. Here, the RTS will make it easier for Malaysian workers to access jobs in Singapore, healthcare, service, retail, construction, and in most sectors across Singapore. This is good news for Singapore SME, but also a nightmare for firms in Malaysia. Why Liu Ren Chai is surely not a good thing. As for Singaporean, this could also mean more competition for jobs. You no worry, our government say, got skill future to upgrade yourself. Retailers in Johor Bahru stand to benefit significantly. Whichever make more convenient, Singaporeans are likely to frequent JB in Jove for weekend shopping and dining, giving local malls and F&B outlets a strong boost. Senior will do their marketing in their handy trolley bag on weekday and skip local grocery store altogether. Even JB Hotel will benefit. Tourists will travel to SG but stay in JB instead. JB nightlife will also boom all night, while Singapore nightlife will only be a shadow of its past. So, who will suffer? Obviously, Singapore retailer will be the hardest hit. Don't say I anyhow talk. Even MTI has a task force to seize opportunity from RTS Link. Frankly speaking, the impact of the RTS cannot be underestimated. Lastly, how about property? Confirm JB property will big one, especially those that appeal to Singaporeans. Demand for homes and rental could surge, particularly among Malaysians working in Singapore. The exodus of Malaysians moving back to JB will only escalate. SG vacancy rate could rise, especially those in the north. Will this lead to an uncertain property market ahead, especially those they are targeting at Malaysians? Here, if you are a Malaysian or Singaporean that frequently cross the causeway, care to share your views here with me? And lastly, who will what more?